Welcome to Chinook and to the fourth program in a series on the 1983 Inuit Circumpolar Conference, held in late July and early August in the community of Iqaluit, Frobisher Bay, Northwest Territories, Canada. More than 300 people attended the week-long ICC meetings, official delegates to the General Assembly from Canada, Alaska, and Greenland, delegates for the concurrent Circumpolar Elders Conference, media representatives, observers, translators, cultural performers, and support staff for the conference. Most of the secretaries and assistants were women, and most of the translators were women. There were many women among the performers, but there were very few in official positions, either as delegates to the Elders Conference or to the General Assembly.
John Schaefer, Nana Region, Alaska.
Robert Newland, Nana, Alaska.
Of the 30 delegates to the Elders Conference, 27 were men, and for the ICC General Assembly, of 54 delegates, there were fewer than a dozen women. Canada's Minister of Health and Welfare, Monique Bégin, noted the lack of women delegates in her remarks to the conference on the opening day, and by the second day, it had become an open issue addressed on the floor. Next, a committee was formed to promote women's rights at the ICC. And finally, Alaska Delegate Edna McLean introduced a resolution to the conference.
This will be the resolution number 2 of Friday, the 29th of July.
Whereas in the tradition of our ancestors, both sexes were involved in dealing with the issues from time immemorial, and whereas the Inuit Circumpolar women from Alaska, Canada, and Greenland, based on sexual equality, need representation at all levels, international, national, regional, and local. And whereas there is not enough women representation during this Inuit Circumpolar Conference, therefore be it resolved that the Inuit women of Alaska, Canada, and Greenland be guaranteed by each member party of the Inuit Circumpolar Conference equal representation within the ICC. Further, be it resolved that a committee for status of Inuit Circumpolar women be established under ICC.
The women's position is that in traditional times, the Inupiaq men and women had to cooperate fully, equally, to live in the Arctic, to make their livelihood. And we're saying that since the men have decided that working in corporations and, you know, and determining the destiny of the Inupiaq people is almost the same as hunting, you know, instead of game, you're getting money, then the women should be given equal status as traditional times dictated.
The resolution Edna McLean presented came from the Alaska delegation. It was given as an alternative to a similar resolution on Inuit women's participation in the ICC, originally drafted by the Greenland delegation. That other resolution had been worked through the resolutions committee.
The difference we feel basically is that the wording of the other resolution that has not been read is too weak.
To compare the two versions, Puyu, Carl Christian Olsen of Greenland, read the alternative. The two were nearly identical until the end.
Whereas it is desirable to have a greater degree of representation by women in the Inuit Circumpolar Conference in the future, therefore be it resolved that Inuit of Canada, Alaska, and Greenland make every effort to assure greater representation of women within each of their respective delegations so as to allow for more adequate representation of rights and interests of Inuit women through the Inuit Circumpolar Conference.
Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Kathy Totungi.
Tana Amalu itigangan ni pir tau si makoyong suni pir tau si mangisuni tumak ti tau koyong luni. I'll be speaking in an Inuit mentality, in the Inuit mind. Woman was not taken from the head of a man to be on top of the man. And the woman was not taken from the feet of the man to be stepped upon. She was taken from the ribs near the heart to be a helper. Therefore, two women from Alaska, Greenland, and Canada drafted this resolution in order to gain support from the male delegation of this ICC conference. I'm not thinking like a white person. I am thinking like an Inuit. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
This is just a step in the future. I hope that the woman's view will be taken into consideration, such as child raising, native Inuit women's issues, cooking, and other issues such as the charter. I would like to take a total look at the charter and whether it's discriminatory and whether it's based on sexual equality.
The charter is not discriminatory on sexes or others. But if we decide to have equal representation to every committee or every body of the ICC, then we will have to include it in the charter.
Jimmy Stotts?
Well, it seems to me that our charter should not be discriminatory in favor of any sex, women or men, but the fact is there are very few women here. Most of the women that are here are the Kipaluks for this conference. And I agree with Edna that there should be more representation. I think we are getting the message loud and clear from the women now. Within our delegation, that we have already approved that we would have equal. Now, for Canada or for Greenland, the charter says it's your choice. But at least from Alaska, we are going to have equal. But at the same time, I don't want to change the charter that makes it discriminatory in favor of women. Or even, I would like to see the charter say nothing about the sexes. We're all equal.
Thank you, Jimmy. Mary Simon?
Yes, we're all equal, but it doesn't always turn out that way in these types of meetings. This resolution would not conflict with our charter. I'm going to propose an amendment. Under the first, therefore...
You're talking about the Alaskan proposed resolution.
Yes, I'm talking about the Alaskan resolution. Because I feel that the resolution from the Resolutions Committee is a little bit too weak as well. Under the therefore... Be it resolved that the Inuit women of Alaska, Canada, and Greenland, whenever possible, be guaranteed by each member party of the Inuit Circumpolar Conference equal representation within the ICC. It says here that we have to guarantee equal representation. It may not be possible in certain cases. So this will give it a little bit of flexibility, but it's also, it keeps the word guarantee in there.
I fully support the resolution. I hope people didn't get me wrong, but I certainly support the fact that there has to be more recognition in terms of Inuit women's involvement in these types of gatherings or in dealing with it with very fundamental issues. The reason I proposed an amendment to the resolution was because, it could conflict with the charter because it's non-discriminatory, and we should try and work as one group as much as possible, but like I said, that doesn't always happen. I've been on the Executive Council for a number of years, and I haven't seen too many women around. Now there's different reasons for that. It's not one particular reason that creates this, but a number of reasons. But by guaranteeing equal representation puts us particularly in Canada in a bit of a bind. In Canada, we have 6 regions, okay? And for each Inuit Circumpolar Conference, we have to appoint 18 delegates, okay? We have to choose 3 delegates from each 6 region. So it becomes a problem right there, you know, because we won't get equal representation because each region has the responsibility of picking their own delegates. They either pick 2 men or two women, you know. So, you know, there has to be some flexibility. And I don't think that that amendment, whenever possible, weakens the resolution.
Everyone was in favor of it. I'm the only woman on the resolutions committee, and everyone was in favor of the content of the resolution. The only question that we had at the time was whether the bylaws and the charter would have to require an amendment, a proposed amendment. But overall, we all supported, you know, more women representation in ICC.
I close the discussion on this resolution. Be it resolved that the Inuit women of Alaska, Canada, and Greenland, whenever possible, be guaranteed by each member party of the Inuit Circumpolar Conference equal representation within the ICC. To call a vote on the proposed amendment to the Alaskan proposed resolution. The proposed amendment has been passed. Let's now vote on the whole resolution submitted from Alaska. All in favor of the resolution, please raise your right hand. All in favor? Any opposed? The resolution is passed.
The vote to support Inuit women's participation in the ICC was unanimous. Again, Marie Schwind.
I think this is a step forward for women that in 1986 the conference is going to be in Kotzebue, and I'm sure we'll have more women as delegates. And maybe we'll start seeing some changes, like on the Executive Council. But I think overall, you know, everyone seemed to be in favor of more women representation. So I think just because it's being voiced that we may be seeing more women, you know, on the delegation come 1986.
There'll be more on the 1983 Inuit Circumpolar Conference on the next Chinook. I'm Karen Michelle McPherson. This series on the ICC is funded by the North Slope Borough Commission on Language, History, and Culture, with additional funding from the Alaska Humanities Forum. Chinook is a production of KUAC-FM at the University of Alaska in Fairbanks. ¶¶